This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour. If you want to call in and talk about whatever you want, you may. I'll give you the number here shortly. We're going to go to the calls here shortly, but I just want to tell people about Free Talk Live. So we've been around for 20 years, and we've been making it so you can call in and talk about whatever you want for a long time here on Free Talk Live. So you're welcome to call in. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In this case, it's Mark with you.
And not Henry Raines, because we're going to talk about the governor.
Definitely not Henry Raines from the Henry Raines show.
Yes, I love our governor.
Let's go to the phones first, Henry, if we could here. For whatever reason, my connection to the phones keeps on dropping out. I hope it doesn't do so while I'm on with Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live with a question for Henry, apparently.
Well, thank you, Mark and Henry. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Bad Slave.
I think that actually Mark started a question that I'm not clear that was answered, and basically, I'm understanding your claim is that somehow now the Democrat Party is the Freedom Party. Is that what you're trying to maintain here?
I am saying that they are now marketing themselves as the Freedom Party. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a yellow dog Democrat, but I'm just putting this out here as their current marketing push.
Are you happy with Biden?
I could give you some things that I am happy about with Biden. I don't know if they make you happy, but I'm happy how he expanded the ACA. I'm happy that
it's Obamacare, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Affordable Care Act. That he made it more affordable for people, or not he did, the party did.
He's going to have to. He drove so many people's insurance rates up with the Obamacare rates.
Insurance rates weren't going up before?
Well, they were.
Yeah, and this makes it more affordable. It does. You're grinning, but,
I haven't had insurance in a couple of decades.
Yeah, so try that has had insurance, and they would know that you don't get to keep your doctor when you're getting it through your employer, and you don't always get it a good price if you want to buy it in the open market. So it provided a marketplace that people, we're going back to Barack Obama now, which I think is one of the greatest accomplishments in recent memory, is getting that health care available to more people. It expanded it by about 10% of the population. But Joe Biden has overseen as the legislature expanded that. So that's one thing that I like. I like the fact that when a president comes into office, there's about 4,000 positions that have to be filled. And if you're just coming from, let's say Bill Clinton, when he came from Arkansas and brought his crew from there, you don't get a very efficient. You need a patronage network when you become a president that those people have had a generation depending on you for their living, and you put them in office and they do what you're told. But I'm sorry to just filibuster Bad Slave. We could go on.
Thank you. Let me in. I have a huge beef with the Democrats and Biden Harris and all of these people. They were perfectly willing to fire good people because they refused, as should be the actual situation where you don't have to take in order to keep your job, you don't have to take treatments that you don't want. And or wear masks or
socially. In the medical field, I think you had to wear masks all along. But
yeah, I've managed medical practices, and you had to have tuberculosis shots, and you had to have other shots, and pretty much almost every vaccine that comes along, they want their staff to have.
As a firefighter, they offered the flu vaccine, and I refused repeatedly and was still able to stay on staff. I can say that much. So,
but here's
can go
the problem, Hamner. Is the in fact the you know that there are they're showing up some serious and even deadly side effects from this so-called vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine; it's something else altogether. And,
well, a vaccine usually would give you some kind of, you know, it would take the virus or whatever it was, the illness, and give you some immunity by giving you a small amount of it or something.
Right. This is a new technology, the mRNA, that's been in development for about 20 years, and it's now coming to fruition.
Sure. If I called my car a mechanical horse, while it is a vehicle that transports me in one direction or another, it's not a mechanical horse. It's something different, right? I mean, so maybe there should be a different word.
Well, a vaccine is a preventative to keep you from getting
the disease. Yeah, don't make that the whole deal here, guys.
That's a prophylactic.
I want to say that ivermectin and HG hydrochloroquine were options that would have obviated the emergency use of the different so-called vaccines, and there was great suppression of ivermectin and HCQ, and I thought that people died because of that, and I think that you know, the governors and anybody, and you know, that's why I think you know, Trump didn't really interject himself into that medical realm much because, you know, I think some deadly stuff occurred, you know, didn't occur so much in South Dakota or, you know, was Norway or, I don't know, there were some places that didn't lock down didn't...
Well, now we're all over the place with lockdowns and vaccines and ivermectin and these sorts of things. But let me pound Henry on a couple of these. Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. So, for instance, ivermectin. Now, there were some very acclaimed scientists getting in front of Congress and begging them to use ivermectin. I used it when I got sick, and I didn't notice any change before or after taking it.
Right.
So my opinion is ivermectin didn't work for me. But that doesn't mean that some scientist doesn't believe it works. So there you go.
A lot of, and since I don't know the specific ones, scientists that you're talking about, I have had friends that have the
and this
same.
This is one of the things that really irks me about America, is that there's literally two news medias out there that makes the other people on the other side look bad. Like, somehow I managed to see some guy who was acclaimed as some researcher in front of Congress, and you, a guy who really watches the news, didn't get to see this because it doesn't, you know,
I don't know that
it's not
aimed
at you.
Get to see it because I've had friends that have presented this argument to me,
yep.
And I have gone to seek out on the internet the people that I could find that were making these statements.
Yep.
I think our new Surgeon General here in Florida is one of them, and my opinion of him is very low, having researched him. So
I don't think doctors should be picked based on your politics.
That's fine with me. But anyway, let's get back to what you're talking about. So all these different arguments that have been put forward to me, I have gone and looked for myself, and I haven't seen the corroboration that the people that present the arguments to me. I doesn't say that maybe there isn't somewhere, but I haven't. I've searched hard and I haven't been able to find it.
What I've seen with the COVID reactions is a lot of irresponsibility, politicians overreacting, underreacting, doing a variety of things. What I said early on, long before COVID, was if there's an argument for the state, it's a global pandemic. What COVID-19 convinced me of is that that argument sucks. That there's now no argument for a...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in. the number. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And you can do as Bad Slave just did. Call in and ask us questions about our views. They asked you, he asked you, Henry, specifically to sort of defend the Democrats' position on COVID-19 throughout the last, well, I guess, 2.5 years. And I will say, knowing you...
Sounded like vaccine mandates is what he was really getting at.
He did seem to care very much about vaccine mandates. Okay. And I got to say this, that vaccine appears to be useless.
Why?
Why what? Why does it appear that way?
Yeah.
Because... people who are getting the disease now and the few that are dying from it have the vaccine. I mean, people who are dying from this disease appear to have the vaccine.
That's how the epidemiology of a disease like this works.
It also appears as though it had no effect on deaths from COVID-19.
How can you say that when the deaths are so low?
The deaths are low, but the deaths were low before the vaccine came out, too. They were basically zero. Yes, they were.
Well, before we got being spread around, yes.
Sure. Well, there was some initial rises, and then it was basically nothing really happening.
What period of time are we talking about? Because you're talking about 2 years now. The Drudge Report put the number of deaths each day for 2 years now. Now we're down to like 300 or 400, and it used to be in the thousands.
Well, I don't know what they're claiming of deaths by COVID-19 because I've been lied to before, but I do know that deaths in America are reported, they're reported by the CDC. So I just look at deaths, period, and I presume that knowing what the deaths are, that we can see whether there is a global pandemic going on. Now, I will admit the deaths that we see here do not...
Are you searching on graphs of COVID deaths over time?
Correct. This is what they call weekly number of deaths, all causes, and it therefore includes numbers that are below the normal rate and then above it. And they call above it excess deaths.
Well, that's one way of finding excess deaths, but you're saying you don't want to check to see the deaths that are attributed to COVID.
That's because people dying on motorcycles getting attributed to, you know, a COVID death is kind of ridiculous. You fall out of a building, you got COVID, you're a COVID death. I'm sick of that. Not interested.
Well, that's you're talking about what might be anecdotal data points.
Okay, I know this. When I called the hospital with COVID-19, I had COVID-19, I will swear up and down. When I called that hospital, they said, stay home. They didn't want anything to do with me.
What was the date of this?
This has been March 2021.
Okay.
They told me, do not come here. Well, you know, I mean, how are they going to know that I'm a COVID case? Their numbers are skewed.
I thought you said you just told them that.
Were they going to just, anybody who calls on the telephone?
You don't think they might have been overwhelmed by all the COVID people coming into the hospital at that time?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know.
I don't know. All I know is they don't know whether I had COVID-19 or not.
And so you're giving me hypotheticals and the idea that you don't accept data that...
This is real data from the Center for Disease Control. Do you believe them?
What is the surplus deaths that they're saying?
Okay, excess deaths.
And what time period?
Okay, from the time frame of, let's call it March 6th, 2021. This is about the time that I got it. Yeah, this would have been the time frame that I got it. Through... July 10th, 2021.
So we're talking 4 months?
Yeah, about that time frame. Yeah.
Okay.
There were basically no excess deaths in America. So in that time frame, essentially, whatever was going on, COVID was not killing people. Not enough of them.
Why don't you take a broader time period?
Well, I'm just saying that we could be in a time frame, because it's been about 4 months. It's been since the end of February. When we actually had some more deaths. Now, I don't know if they're COVID deaths, but we had more of them. And so it's been about that same stretch of time. So we could say COVID's gone or it's not gone. But at this point, I can pretty well say that the vaccine had not disseminated thoroughly enough in the population from March through July to really have done much of anything. So... And then we have a huge spike after that, when people are vaccinated. Communities with 99% vaccination rates are having spikes. They're having deaths. They're having outbreaks. It doesn't seem to have done anything. Certainly the vaccine didn't do as much as we were told it was going to do. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get the vaccine. I don't care what you do. But I had it, and I can tell you I got sick. If somebody gets sick from a vaccine, then somebody else is going to get sicker. And if somebody else gets sicker, then somebody's going to die. Every medical procedure has risks. And to mandate that somebody take a medical procedure, to me, is anti-American. I'm against it. Especially one that would be considered experimental. I don't see how we would call this anything else.
All right, so you're throwing up what you had at your fingertips to me over something that I've been looking at over the last 2 years.
I know you
had no
more
time to prepare for it.
Sure.
And just
I wasn't prepared either. I just happened to look at this chart because this is the chart
I tried
I care
to Google, and I'm trying to work this chart, but you have two different things where the column headings are on a different page from the.
So. All I can do is, turn around my laptop and show you the deaths as they went. And
let the court know that I see a bar graph with a red line across the top of it. I see some spikes there.
Yep.
And
those are the deaths in America. They came from something. I presume they didn't come from husbands locked up with their families beating the hell out of them and killing some of them. I presume they don't come from drug overdoses. I presume that they come from, by and large, COVID. So I'm certainly not a COVID denier.
Well, the WHO has 14.9 million excess deaths associated with COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
Estimate is for a 24-month period from 2020 to 2021. So that would be global deaths. Let's see. I could go to all these others. And I don't think this is really scintillating radio for us to out-Google the other person.
Apparently, you don't. You believe that the vaccines were worth something.
Yes.
So, do you think people should have been forced into it? Like, lose their jobs if they chose not to take them? Don't you think the American medical system losing something like 15% of its
Well, that would be a decision for the business itself.
Okay.
Now, if you're talking about public facilities, then that would be a judgment for the governing body of that public facility.
And this is one of the problems
I have with that. Let me make it a little bit more broader. I believe that the state has the authority to mandate a medical treatment or a medical quarantine, for example. I don't know if that's not a treatment. I don't know the right word for
it. We'll call it a treatment, sure.
A quarantine protocol.
Mm-hmm. Protocol, sure. Good.
For the greater good of the population.
So if one state decides to do one thing and another state decides to do another thing, which one's right? If you got California and Florida, who's correct?
We weren't talking about right and wrong. We're talking about authority to do it.
Authority, certainly. They've got the guns. They can shoot you if they don't do it. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. economy is transitioning to stable, steady growth. Hosting an event at the White House, Biden saying there's no doubt economic growth will be slowing down after the rapid recovery from the depths of the COVID pandemic. His comments followed the release of the government report showing a second straight quarter of negative economic growth, which is a technical definition of a recession. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen doesn't think the United States is in a recession.
Job creation is continuing. Household finances remain strong. Consumers are spending and businesses are growing.
The man accused of attacking New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to be staying behind bars until more is known about his mental health. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. 9/11 families are protesting outside former President Trump's New Jersey golf course as the LIV Tour begins today. Some New Jerseyans see an issue with the Saudi-backed LIV tournament, while others don't.
It's not a big deal. You know, there's dirty money coming into all corporations.
I don't feel bad about having a competing golf league. I feel bad that somebody like the Saudis are funding it, that's all.
It's golf. I don't think too far into it.
Friday night's Mega Millions jackpot will now be the second largest in its history and stands at $1.2 billion. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk about monkeypox.
Monkeypox. Yeah.
The break here. We started on COVID-19, and now I guess it's just the thing you're supposed to talk about.
Disease du jour.
Yeah. I really hate that whole disease du jour thing, and apparently, you know, COVID really, it made it so you kind of have to talk about the new disease that's coming up. But anyway, your thoughts, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. I want to talk to you about Bitcoin.com. Just spoke to my friend Roger Veer, who set up Bitcoin.com long ago. It's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information, neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. And it looks like Bitcoin, I don't know, it looks like it might be ramping up for a bull run. At least that's what I'm being told. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. Proud to have Bitcoin.com as a advertiser here on Free Talk Live. So, you know, like as you said during the break, Henry, it's true. We are not going to convince each other when it comes to this this COVID-19 topic. And really, my only thing is that it doesn't look to me that, you know, the proffered vaccine for you know, this government weaponized common cold that's out there, the lab leak version of the common cold, is you know, really lives up to what was being sold as.
And I disagree with every premise you embedded into that statement.
Go ahead.
No.
Disagree.
Yeah, well, fine. I will disagree. But I will allow you to continue to operate under the impression you're right.
Do you think that you don't think that COVID-19 was leaked from a lab? It just happened to come from Wuhan right next to where they were doing gain-of-function and all that
stuff? Well, I don't have an opinion, although I did see just coincidentally in the last day or two that one of the a published researcher who had been of the opinion that it couldn't have come from the food market in China and was more likely to have come from a lab has since, after they've had more time to look at the strain, has come to the opposite opinion that he thinks it did come from. But I can't make a judgment on that.
Yeah, look, all I can do is listen to these same authorities. I mean, I got to say, it's all very suspicious. I've never eaten a live bat, and I'm never going to. But at the same time,
well, you see the pictures of those markets, and they're in the cages there. Somebody is eating them.
You know, the United States is a big country, and if the next global pandemic comes from 10 blocks away, you know, they target it as coming from 10 blocks away from the CDC, somebody might be suspicious, you know?
And again, I don't know how this is relating to whatever the point is that you're trying to make. I mean, look at monkeypox. I prefer not to look at the monkeypox, but monkeypox has been endemic in Africa and not a particularly fatal disease, but a very uncomfortable and unpleasant disease.
It looks uncomfortable I've seen.
With global travel, it can move and be not recognized by the general public as it spreads and it changes. And the current strain that everybody's talking about in Europe and the U.S. is different slightly from the one in Africa, but the big difference is it doesn't, like if you look on the news, you see all these pictures of pox marks and poxes all over the bodies of these people.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, who's having sex with those people?
Right. Somebody looks like a walking pustule. You probably should think twice.
Well, you probably should expect to get some on you.
Indeed.
But this particular strain that is spreading it currently, and it's admittedly in the gay population or the male gay population, can easily spread out. We need to be paying attention to that because it reminds me of being around when AIDS first started being talked about, and it was always a gay problem. But this particular version of monkeypox doesn't have the picture, like the pictures you see on the news they love showing you. This is strain doesn't have as many the sores that show up, so you can have sex with somebody and not really be aware that they have it. It's just be like, it's not a sexually transmitted disease by definition,
it's
easy to not be aware that somebody has it and you have intimate contact with that person.
So it doesn't require genital contact. It just requires contact.
No, and in fact, in Africa, a lot of it is spread from the parent to the child because they're in the same home and in tight conditions.
So what is its relationship to smallpox? Because I've heard that people with smallpox vaccines have,
some of the smallpox vaccines are adaptable to monkeypox.
Okay. So some of them aren't?
I don't even know the whole spectrum of smallpox. I do know that I have read that there are certain ones. There's a good supply, but not a broad supply. And you want to treat the people that are most likely to have it or come in contact with it, which is why they're going to target the gay community first in areas where there's high gay festivities.
Hold on. Why is the gay What does the gay community have to do with this?
That because the statistic, now right now, we've gone past these numbers, but earlier in the week, in Europe and the U.S., I think
Thursday.
There were about 2,800 cases.
Okay.
And they were able to examine 500 of the cases, do interviews and stuff. And they were gay men that not just had sex with a gay partner, but they had anonymous sex and they went to raves where there was group sex.
Right. So the reality that heterosexual men don't get to have very much anonymous sex at big events.
They will go to the prostitute that was shared with the bisexual man that brings it over to that, and it gets in the heterosexual population that way.
All right. So it happens to...
Why are we talking about
this? Because people care about monkeypox.
Sure. Okay. Well, I did win the monkeypox part. I didn't know we were going to do a deep dive into how gay men and spread monkeypox.
You got to address these issues, Henry, because, I mean, you know, you're speaking to a wider audience. It's not a liberal show. I don't know this stuff. I try to avoid the news, and I'm not running out there having anonymous sex with anybody. I just don't, you know, this stuff doesn't enter my world. So you gotta inform me. You showed me those pictures of monkeypox. It's terrifying.
Yes.
I sincerely hope I never catch whatever that
is. A week ago, I was saying to my own family, I said, like, to my family, like,
okay.
my adult daughter and stuff. I said, because she's from the theater community. She knows a lot of people. I'm like, who would have sex with these people?
Right.
How dark does it have to be? Because I think this is like having braille sex. You would
really
know.
And, it's really not good.
Yes. And then in the last week, there's actually been explanations in the media that, for example, some of this transmission, there might just be a sore on the interior of the mouth or some other organ. And it isn't visible like the media has liked to put the sensational pictures up. So it can spread, and it needs to be, it's not like COVID in it where it's aerosol, but it is something that you need to be thinking about if you're out there, you know, having that kind of promiscuous sexuality.
I think that you're opening yourself up for a lot of social diseases if you're out there kind of having that kind of promiscuous sex. But, you know, I get it. Some people can pull this off. Not me. Nobody's. My chosen sexual partners are not giving it up at that point.
I don't even know about your turn of the phrase there, but anyway. I hear.
You got scared.
I hear voices.
The music gets you scared. The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You call that number, we'll put you on the air here on Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And maybe Henry Raines, maybe not Henry Raines.
Speaking of which, the reason you're dodging your name here is because I wanted to ask you some questions about DeSantis. What's his first name, Ron?
Well, that was the first reason why I was dodging it. Because long ago, 2004 it was, I endorsed the Democratic challenger for the local sheriff. And I realized shortly after that, there was no good reason for me to go up against the what would become the 24-year incumbent sheriff, whose his son is like the 12-year incumbent here.
Right.
There is no reason to go against the person who has the monopoly of violence in the county. But now you have created other reasons for me to hide my identity, because now when Google gives up my social media searches, I've got all these things that I've put on the computer that are going to paint a whole different picture of me than the person I am when they start to look at it. All just to answer your questions.
Just my questions about
yes, your question.
My monkeypox question.
And more.
Indeed. So tell me what it is about Ron DeSantis that you dislike the most, because I just don't know.
Well, I'm giving you my opinion of his character, because there are people with bad characters that sometimes I like them. So these are the things that I have noticed about Governor DeSantis, and they aren't policy. They are of extremely thin skin, a vindictiveness, and an inability to keep that under control. Someone like a Charlie Crist, this is an endorsement. This is not an endorsement. That should have come clearly. But he is always in control. He is always in control of his external image and giving that out in a way that is not sending off alarms about the person that he is. There may be other things that are alarming about him, but not how he conducts himself in a public situation.
Now, Chris was the governor at one point, right?
Yes. He was a Republican governor.
He was the Republican governor, but he switched parties to Democrat.
Well, he was an independent in between.
Okay.
But let's not... We can come back to that if you want.
But, I'm just trying to... I'm curious as to whether or not... I know Chris is running against DeSantis. And I'm curious as to whether, I mean, you know, he must be able to take the office. Was he only a one-term governor?
He was running for senators when he had the problem. I believe it was Marco Rubio that defeated him. I'd have to go back and, okay. and Google that. And I don't want. Let's just start. Stay with your inquiry here.
Yeah.
Because this is more contemporary.
So you like Crist better than DeSantis. It's not that you dislike DeSantis.
I dislike is a personal question. I would not vote for DeSantis. I don't like his policies.
Uh-huh.
But as an individual, there are alarm bells that come off in his personality. Let me give a spectrum. If Barack Obama, for the most part, was cool and collected in a public situation, he was always presenting his best self as best he could.
Agreed. He was cool and collected. Fine.
Joe Biden, he can go off script real easy.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's a different kind. It's a mistake.
I mean, we're making excuses for this and wandering off.
Well, no,
off in the
I
woods.
Mean, if you're making gaffes, that isn't your intention, is to make mistakes in public or to show bad sides of your personality. All right, so let's get to Governor DeSantis.
All right.
Here, we had a national, beyond national story here in Manatee County called Vaccine Gate. Everything comes full circle here. We had one of our county commissioners heard that Governor DeSantis was doing these pop-up vaccination sites. You know, it was a good public relation thing, plus it was a good thing to do, is to get, if you'll indulge me, to get people vaccinated.
People wanted
and
that.
There was a shortage. It was hard to get. So it was going to have one in Manatee County, which is where we are, which is a Republican-supporting county of his. Well, the county commissioner that got the information and had the influence with the local logistics person for the county got the site set up in the two districts of her, zip code districts for Lakewood Ranch, which is a very upscale white area of the county, very rich, very Republican donor, etc. And she has some special names put on the list.
So the wealthy and well-connected.
We're there.
Okay.
And it was very far away from the low-income neighborhoods.
Okay.
So it was done there. No evidence whatsoever that Governor DeSantis knew that was it. There is a trail and emails and stuff that shows she was trying to arrange it for a benefit way, and there is a current ethics investigation at the state level under her. Her name is County Commissioner Vanessa Baugh. I don't know how the ethics will come out, but it all centered around her. But at the press conference, by the time the press conference at the event happened, reporters naturally asked Governor DeSantis. Now, he didn't necessarily know anything about it, but he said his response, rather than to say what as an untrained politician like myself would say, is, I don't know about it, but I'd like to get to the bottom of it. Or, I don't know, but we try and make sure we distribute these as best we can. But instead, because he got questioned about it, he said, well, maybe we should just take this to another county. That is when your personality is taking over and your thin-skinnedness. Now, to our south is Lee and Collier County with Naples and Fort Myers, which are huge Republican districts.
Yep.
And he was down there, and he was at a town hall, and a local person, a supporter, asked him, why are we having problems getting the vaccine here? And rather than say the smart politician thing, well, we're trying to get them as evenly distributed as we can, and we'll work hard to get them to you, he said, well, maybe...
No vaccine for you.
He said, maybe you need to go look at another county.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe that's the only way to do it.
That is a thin skin. When early in his administration, the Miami Herald wrote something about him that he didn't like, he had the Miami Herald, the biggest newspaper in the state, banned from his press conferences in the Capitol. all of a sudden, you ensure that you make the biggest newspaper your enemy.
To some extent, that's what Trump did, too, right?
What I'm saying is that his thin skin is a detriment to being a good governor. Now, let's look at Walt Disney World. And I know about the Don't Say Gay bill, but it's easier to say that to give you a point. And I know there's a lot of misinformation about that bill. But the Walt Disney Company put out a statement that they didn't support the bill. And he moves to remove their special district for Walt Disney World that was
given decades ago.
Yes. Because they voiced, their free speech rights as a corporation? And the list goes on and on like that.
Well, I can say that there's a long-running conservative dispute with Walt Disney, and that the suggestion is that, you know, this is, if you're a conservative family, this isn't the entertainment company for you. Now, I'm stuck in the middle because I'm a Marvel guy, as you know. You ran the comic book store that I started working at when I was 12 years old.
I was a groomer.
And I have long believed that the combination of Jack Kirby and Stan Lee were, you know, guys that were well above their station in the production of pulp. You know, they really made something amazing. And I won't give that up. And to the point that I banned the purchase of Batman toys at my house when my son was young. Nope, we're not going to do that. None of that stuff. Sorry. Look.
Dictator?
What's this?
El Dictator?
No, well, I'm sorry. Look, a man's got to have principles. A man's got to live by something.
Okay. But, see, you're getting away from what I'm saying, that there is a character flaw. I'm not talking dishonesty, per se. I'm just talking about a problem in that person, that he is so thin-skinned and he is vindictive. And he went into a high school, and they were wearing masks, and he yelled at the kids to take the mask off for the media.
The number, 603-283-6000.
Parental rights.
You give up your parental rights when you send them to government school. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.